Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome and thank you for visiting Booth 61. I am Ricky Steele, and I passionately serve as the Chief Development Officer for Hunter Technical Resources, Atlanta's premier IT staffing firm. We have a very exciting show for you today, and we're going to jump right in. But first, I want to take just a minute to introduce my friend and our producer, Mr. Kevin Finn. Kevin is a master at the control board and a very accomplished host as well, hosting a number of shows here on Business Radio X. Kevin, how goes it today, my friend?
It's going good. Already knocked one show out of the park, and now I get to spend time with you. Plus, I'm going on vacation next week, so
wow.
I'm looking forward to that.
So who's going to be here next Wednesday with me?
We got Trevor. Your good old friend Trevor. He's going to sit in for me, produce it, you know.
Trevor Wolford is a great young man. I've known his dad, Bernie. Actually, his dad, Bernie, is the one that got me involved in Business Radio X
many years ago. Okay.
And we live in the same neighborhood, actually, so I've kind of watched Trevor and his family grow up.
Well, they're a great family. He's a stand-up kid and a great friend. So
I look forward to seeing him next Wednesday for the show. Anyway, if you have a question or something comes up, and with our special guest today, you want to ask a question, just jump in and
I will
feel
jump
free.
Right in, definitely.
I'm very excited about today's show on many levels. As most of you know, the goal in Booth 61 is to build community. We want to allow the rising tide to lift all boats. And I really believe that my guest today is doing that in so many different ways. Ben Hendrick is the regional director for the Southeast region at Dell. Now, I have known Ben since first meeting him when I was a guest speaker to the MBA students at Kennesaw State University in, I think it was 2006 or perhaps 2007. I know Ben's wife, his children, and I've been his home a number of times for Dell events. Before Ben joined Dell, we were talking about this earlier today, I didn't really know a single person in the Dell organization, although I was very familiar with Michael Dell, having worked at PricewaterhouseCoopers, where PricewaterhouseCoopers was the accounting firm that helped Mr. Dell when he first got off the ground. But anyway, I didn't know a lot of folks, and I always thought of Dell as a huge desktop, laptop-type company, kind of period, end of story. And I'd venture to say that many folks in our industry perhaps have the same thoughts concerning Dell today. You will not have those same thoughts in about 40 minutes. I've learned a lot about Dell since Ben joined the company, and I could go on and on telling you one Ben Hendrick and Ricky Steele story over and over because we've had such a great friendship and fellowship together over the last 6 or 7 years. But I know you really want to hear from Ben himself. So without further ado, welcome to Booth 61, my friend Ben Hendrick. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Ricky. Glad to be on your show today. Definitely humbled as well as thankful for the opportunity to be here with you today. Thank you.
Well, you're a great friend, and I am just honored you would take the time to spend time with me today.
Sure thing.
Ben, you're a Cobb County boy for your whole life, basically, even though you're born downtown Atlanta, but you've grown up in Cobb. How does a guy like you from Cobb County, growing up locally, get to where you are as the Southeastern Director of Services for a huge Dell Corporation? Tell me a little bit about your life story and what got you to this point today.
Sure thing, Ricky. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm one of the locals here, born and raised in the Atlanta area. Grateful for the opportunity that I had to be raised in the South and the opportunity I had to live in the South. But that journey's been a long journey. I was able to, after graduating high school, be able to serve a mission for my church. After finishing that up, was able to go to Ricks College and Brigham Young University. Met my wife at a skiing class out west. And from that, I had the opportunity to start working for a company called Novell right out of college. So that was my first job out and had an opportunity to work for Novell. Spent 5 years working in the corporate office, working in support services, getting to know customers, get to know their problems, getting to work with the different challenges that we faced there. And at that point, I reached a pinnacle of my career in support services. I wanted to figure out, okay, what's the next thing? I've been there 5 years. I'd had a great time. I'd learned a lot about technology. What's the next step? And that was an opportunity to actually move back to Atlanta in 1995. And so Novell moved me back to Atlanta in 1995. And I started the consulting business for the Southeast for Novell in 1995. It was me, myself, and I. I was the first billing consultant. I found myself at a sales office working with a sales team, going out and meeting with customers. And from that, I was able to build a consulting group within Novell that went from myself to, at the end of my career at Novell, I had about 350 people and was running the Americas for Novell. So that was about a 17-year career that I had. A lot of great things occurred during that time, a lot of great experiences, a lot of relationships. Had opportunity to travel the world, but really I'd reached a point in my life where I didn't really want to travel the world anymore. I didn't want to have to climb the ladder. I really wanted to be able to get back to that thing that I enjoyed the most. And then I reflected back on my life, that was starting out and building the team here in the Southeast that I did. And so at the end of my career at Novell, Dell gave me the opportunity to come and be a part of Dell and have the chance to live that dream again. So I had the opportunity to be in charge of our services here in the Southeast, be able to start out with a small team and be able to grow. And so I find myself enjoying life, enjoying Dell, enjoying working with our customers and doing that thing that I like the best. With that, I've had the opportunity to have more work-life balance at Dell. I've been able to not be on the road every single week. I've been able to do more things with my family, with my wife, my kids. And I also had the opportunity to even start coaching my daughter's softball team. And I found that, you know, doing something like that, I had missed out a lot of that in the past. And I've actually learned that it's been one of my passions. So I really enjoy coaching my daughter's softball team. And with that, I found that there's a parallel. I enjoy building teams. I love coaching people. I love to see high-performing teams be successful. I like winning tournaments. I like winning championships. At the pinnacle of the last 5 years of coaching my daughter's softball team, we even won the SEA World Series in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Wow.
So with that, there's a lot of great things that come with that. So I'm finding that being at Dell and building teams and working with customers, getting back to that I enjoyed the most, is what I enjoy doing each and every day at Dell.
That's fascinating. I had known because of our relationship about the championship, and that was quite some time, and you highlighted it well on your Facebook, and I've even seen the trophy at your home from winning that championship. It was quite exciting. So you've just done an unbelievable job of really getting back to the basics, your family, your faith, and your job, and building a community, and certainly building a team around that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the things I liked about softball, I see apply over into the business space. You know, specifically my daughter, I've been able to work with her, to coach her. She's a pitcher. She's learned how to throw knuckleballs and spinners and all these different things, and it's fantastic. And so being able to coach employees, to be able to work with them, to be able to grow teams, to watch them come together, and not just having the team of talented people, but the overall enthusiasm they have toward their job, it creates a synergy in the team. And I really enjoy doing that. It's been great. The opportunities continue. We're looking at continuing to grow our business here for Dell Services in the Southeast and for Dell overall. And it continues to be an opportunity to be able to pick those top talent and be able to continue to have opportunities to hire some great people in Dell.
Well, you know, as I mentioned during the introduction, there are very few people in the world today. I'm sure there's anybody in the world today that has not heard the name Dell. Probably Michael Dell. But if they do not know Mr. Dell or have heard of him, everybody's heard of Dell, and everyone has a Dell computer or has had a Dell computer at some point. Yet most folks, as I did before I got to know you and what Dell is all about today, think about Dell as a company of desktops and laptops. What has changed at Dell in the last 5 to 6 years, even before you joined the team, but as you've joined the team and been expanded, what does Dell look like today, Ben?
Well, Dell looks like today is even different than when I first started. When I started and interviewed and had the opportunity to come work for Dell back in 2008, I was sold on the vision that I heard at that time of Dell was moving away from being just a legacy commodity hardware type company, but we were really focused on becoming a solutions company. And we were going to be going down a path of acquiring companies and building out services and building out portfolio. And I got really excited. That's what attracted me to be able to come work for Dell and want to be able to be a part of that vision and part of that strategy that Michael Dell had put together early on back in 2008. And so I felt like I had an opportunity at the ground floor to be able to be a change agent, to be a part of that, a catalyst to help that happen. And so with that, there's been lots of great things that have happened since I joined in 2008. We've had a number of acquisitions over the last several years. I think it's 28 or plus acquisitions that we've made. Michael's went out and been able to purchase companies to pull together the overall portfolio that we need to go to market to really be the end-to-end solutions company. That's what is Dell's objective, is to grow our business to be the end-to-end solutions company for our customers and be able to provide solutions to their problems and be able to address their pain points. If you look at Dell today, it really sits on three pillars. Those three pillars are the legacy hardware business or the hardware business itself, the software business, the Dell Software Group, and the services business. So those are really the three foundations or columns that we have at Dell that the business is built on today. Those three equal solutions. Solutions for our customers, the opportunity for us to be able to listen to their problems and provide the right solutions. If we go ahead and double-click on, for example, the services pillar, we can find underneath there, there's four different service lines that you find underneath there. I represent the infrastructure and cloud computing here in the Southeast. We also have the applications and BPO that are part of our IT outsourcing group. We also have our support and deployment group. And then something that's exciting that happened just in the last several years is security. Security has been a big focus for Dell, a great opportunity for us to grow in that space for our customers. And so we purchased or acquired Dell SecureWorks or SecureWorks here in Atlanta. So having SecureWorks here and being able to acquire them actually gave us an office. So before the SecureWorks acquisition, we worked mostly from our home. We were all remote. So now we have an office. We have a place that we gather. We have our meetings. There's a great group of people at SecureWorks. They're now part of the overall services family. We've worked closely together. So I've been really excited specifically with that acquisition and the opportunity that met for us here in Atlanta with all the people that are associated with it and the great capabilities that they bring to the portfolio for Dell.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Michael Cody. Mike and I got to know each other back in the mid-90s when he was at another company before he was recruited by Nora Mosley to take over the reins at SecureWorks. Mike did an incredible job, brought in Tyler Winkler. They did an incredible job together to build a super successful company, and then everyone in Atlanta was proud when Dell acquired them and made a lot of them very, very wealthy and added a key strength to Dell that you did not have. Mike continues to exceed most anyone's expectations in his own personal growth and where he's going. I mean, he's got a major responsibility working within Dell now, does he not?
Yeah, absolutely. The SecureWorks business has been a fantastic group that's been joined to Dell. The security business continues to grow. If you look at the SecureWorks division of services for Dell SecureWorks, it's one of the fastest growing divisions inside of Dell. So their capabilities and their ability to take to market is highlighted by Gartner. Gartner ranks them as the leader overall for security services above a number of our competitors. And they were able to take their success that they had and apply that within Dell overall globally. So now their portfolio of customers that SecureWorks services is across the globe. And it's considered one of the top premier companies to have for security services.
Well, that's super. A big shout out to Mike Cody and Tyler Winkler and the entire team over at Dell SecureWorks. You guys are doing a great job. Describe to me a typical day in the life of Ben Hendrick. What do you spend most of your time doing every day in your vast? You've got a big region and a lot of folks. So what does a typical day look like for you, Ben?
So a typical day in life for me involves working with customers. So our focus as a group is that we're out there doing pre-sales and delivery around our customers. So we're out there meeting with customers, understanding what their business problems are, what their challenges that they are facing, and be able to come back and provide solutions for them. So we're involved in writing up statements of work, scoping out projects, putting together those contracts, being able to execute on those, and be able to go on site and deliver what we've committed that we were going to deliver. And so those are various projects that are going off across the entire Southeast on a regular basis. I'm responsible for the delivery of those engagements to make sure they go well. So we attend a lot of status meetings, make sure that projects stay on track. Responsible for customer experience, making sure that things go well, and our customers are able to reward us through being able to get repeat business. So one of the things that I say a lot to the team is we're there to land and expand. So consultants find new opportunities. We continue to go back to those customers and provide solution sets for them. And that's helped us really kind of overall grow the business here in the Southeast. Those are the various activities I'm involved from the delivery side. We also have the sales organization. So we're involved in leveraging our channel of sales to the sales account executives and their customers and their relationships. And we're all working together. So whether it's account planning sessions or having presentations with customers in the form of workshops, those are the activities that were involved overall. In addition to that, it's involved in working with the Dell leadership. So people like Mike Cody and the other folks that we have, the Dell leadership, understanding the strategy, understanding things that are coming down from the organization, overall what we're doing. So those are typically the three hats that I'm involved on a day-to-day basis, whether it's face-to-face meetings, conference calls, or just emails and other things that we're involved in. And it's a full day.
Well, I would imagine you talked about building teams a little earlier and how much you enjoy that. I won't put you on the spot and ask you to give me exact specific numbers, but has there been growth in your team since you took over this responsibility?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen phenomenal growth on our infrastructure cloud computing group. Since I've joined here, we've had basically triple the amount of business and number of resources that we have. I have responsibilities on my team. And part of what we're trying to focus on is to do more and more larger engagements, be able to not just necessarily do smaller engagements, but be able to do more soup to nuts, end-to-end solution deals for our customers. And so those are much larger engagements. They go on for a much longer duration, as well as it requires larger teams of consultants to be able to do that. So we have what we refer to as Dell Badge. So those would be direct reports to me, consultants that are involved on projects. We have the project management. We have a number of roles and responsibilities. And we'll also have contractors that will bring in, be a part of the engagement. And larger engagements can go on for a long time, you know, for a year, for 2 years, for 6 months, 3 months. And those are the type of things that we're doing today. We're seeing more and more of those. And those are kind of the exciting projects that we have today at Dell.
In 5 years to triple your team and the type of business opportunities you have, that's pretty absolutely outstanding, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I look at, if I go back to my softball analogy, the opportunity when you have to go to a draft and you look at who you're going to recruit on your team, who are the top talent, you look at the skill sets assessments, you know, there's a lot of great talent in Atlanta. Absolutely. The number of people that we have here, for example, the number of skills that they have, the capabilities, the strength they bring to the team is incredible. And so if you look at Dell Services, we have what we refer to as the WADI model, which stands for Workshop, Assess, Design, and Implement. And so we were able to bring consultants in and be able to be a part of that and to use that methodology and be able to apply our little intellectual property and our tools and really be able to provide a great skill set and solution set for our customers.
Could you, without, again, maybe not breaking any customer confidences or what have you, but tell me what is a typical, not a typical project, but what are some of the kind of projects you're doing for some of the, and I know you deal with Fortune 2,000 clients or even, you know, the Fortune 100 clients. Right. What are some of the type projects you're doing for companies in the Southeast?
Sure. So if we look at the portfolio and the type of projects that we're doing, it's really, if we break it down underneath the infrastructure cloud computing service line, our focus becomes around what we call data center and enterprise architecture. So those are really where the projects that we focus on tend to address the business problems that customers have that fall in those two categories. So examples of type of projects that could mean, I'll give an example of one large project we have going today. The business problem was that the company needed to sell off a particular division. It needed to split itself. So it's referred to as an IT separation. Or it may be a company acquiring a company, and they need to integrate their IT systems together. So that's the business problem that the CXO has, and they bring Dell to the table. And we have the capability of understanding what that business problem is, whether it's IT separation, whether it's M&A, or all the other areas that we cover, and be able to bring to them the proposal and the approach and the methodology that we would help them be able to accomplish and solve that particular business problem. And so those are the type of things that we're looking at. If you look at the enterprise architecture area, as we talk about some of the other areas today, it gets into areas like the Microsoft technology stack. So it may be a business problem around unified communications, getting together and having voice over IP and bringing messaging together and lowering telecom bills and being able to have adoption of technology by the end users to do their job around phones and telephony. And we use the Microsoft technology in that space around Link specifically. And Link is one of the fastest growing businesses within Microsoft. They reached over $1 billion this past year. So that's an example. When you get down to specific technologies, we bring those technologies to bear. We make them come alive for our customer.
End-to-end solutions, because I didn't hear you mention one thing about a laptop or a desktop or anything like that. So I guess that is the Dell of today. You're an end-to-end solutions company.
Yeah, so end-to-end solutions could be anywhere from the data center to the desktop. But when it comes to the desktop, we actually have a separate group within our Dell services called end-user computing. And so those resources in our end-user computing group focus on helping our customers solve problems like how do we get rid of XP and move to Windows 8? or how do we, you know, migrate our personality and our profiles off of our laptops to different equipment. So we actually have a division in services that helps focus on that. But it's not just about selling you a laptop or selling you a piece of equipment. It's about what are the challenges that you're faced to be able to get to that endpoint device. Do you need imaging, or do you need to do that in the factory, and how can we automate applications? And so when you have a Dell account executive calling you today in the end-user computing space, they're going to look to solve that problem overall and not just look at trying to be transactional and to sell you a piece of equipment. And that's the way it applies whether you're talking about the desktop or you're talking about the data center, the enterprise architecture. We're looking at trying to make sure we understand all the aspects of it. We're not there just to sell gear. We're there to sell you a solution, and we want that to be able to solve your business problem.
That is pretty fantastic. Now, you, from what you've described, you only work 19 and a half to 20 hours a day probably doing this, or at least it sounds like you would be needed. Yet I know you personally and Dell are very involved in our community, giving back, and making the community a better place for us all to live. How did you get involved in that?
Sure, that's a great question, Ricky. And about 3 years ago, so about 2 years into my career at Dell, we had an opportunity to meet with the sales team and meet with the marketing teams and be able to look at what are some things that we can do to try to take the business to the next level here in the local Atlanta market. As we looked around, there's lots and lots of events that go on, lots of opportunities to get engaged. And as you know, Ricky, better than anyone, this community is a very tight community. The CIOs, the CXOs all work together very closely. They network very close. And so what we started to do was look at where's an opportunity for us to be able to start engage with them. And so we looked at some different events that are going on in Atlanta, and we said, you know what, let's pick three events that are happening in Atlanta, and let's get sponsorships, and let's get involved with them and nonprofits, and let's start giving back, and let's start being part of the community. Let's be part of the experience so they can understand what Dell as a solutions company is doing and try to change their mind or perception of what Dell was in the past. And so that journey started about 3 years ago, and there's been a lot of work that we've done there. Specifically, we've picked a lot of nonprofits to be able to engage with. If you look at Dell overall, Dell encourages employees to get involved. If we look at the programs that we have inside of Dell, there's one that's called Powering the Possible Program. So Dell encourages us as employees to get involved in your local communities, to give back. And so as a company, Dell is encouraging me as a manager, as a leader, to do that. So it was a natural fit for the opportunity that we had, the discussions that we were doing at that time, to be able to do that. The company encourages it. We actually have a portal that we go to. We can log time that we spend volunteering in the community, get involved with things like the Atlanta Food Bank and other things that we do around the different community services that we provide. So I became very excited. I became very passionate. I wanted to be able to get involved. I'd seen you get involved in a number of the community events and knew there was a lot of great things to get involved in. So that journey began about 3 years ago.
All right, guys. Well, we actually have a caller that called in on the line.
This is not a call-in show normally. What is it? Rush Limbaugh, open next Friday. Somebody's called in?
Yeah.
This is Ricky Steele in Booth 61. Who's called in?
Hey, Ricky, this is Brenda Holmes calling.
Brenda Holmes, partner of Kilpatrick Townsend and president of Women in Technology. Wow, Brenda,
and
thanks for calling in.
I had to call in and just comment. Ben has been talking about how Dell has begun engaging with the community, and as the president of WIT, I just want to say we have been the lucky recipient of that activity and are just so appreciative to both Ben and to Dell for all that they've done for WIT. So I wanted to make sure that everybody realized how much we appreciate the contributions of both Ben and Dell.
Gracious alive, that was
Thank
mighty
you.
Kind.
Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, Ben. And I just, you know, for those who may not know, Dell has been the presenting sponsor for WIT Connect for the past 2 years. That's our primary fundraiser for our organization. And we've found that, you know, Dell has just really stepped up and has partnered with us in a number of different ways. And, you know, want to give you credit for helping make that relationship possible.
Well, thank you. And we've enjoyed working with you guys. You're awesome. I've thoroughly enjoyed all the time that we've had together. Looking forward to continue working with you guys.
Well, we do as well. So thanks for everything, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Brenda,
sure.
Brenda, the last 2 years, I'm sure you've raised in excess of $1 million or more with the WIT auction of CIOs and other executives. Did not Andy Karabutis, the global CIO of Dell, actually become part of your program last year?
Andy was the keynote speaker in 2012, as well as an auction candidate in both 2012 and 2013. And Ben brought Bobby Dangerfield to us this year as a keynote speaker. So, as I said, Dell's support of the organization has gone far beyond simply signing up as a sponsor, but has really, contributed a lot of things that have made that event a huge success.
Well, I know you're a very busy person as a partner at Kilpatrick Townsend, and it was just very kind of you calling in. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Well, I've enjoyed listening to the conversation, so carry on.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day, Brenda. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. How about that, Ben? That's my great. First call in from the whole 20 shows, and I've got my first call in.
Well, I appreciate them calling in. That was a surprise, but I appreciate the kudos, and it gets into what we're talking about. So three of those nonprofits that we focused on back when I started this journey 3 years ago, it was the TechBridge organization, a nonprofit, the Women in Technology, and the Georgia CIO Leadership Association. So those are the three that we as a joint team working with our sales and our marketing and our services group decided these are the three organizations, nonprofits, that we're going to support. We're going to get involved. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it like Dell puts on a great show across the globe, and we're going to make sure that our customers get the message, that they hear what Dell is today and what we're doing and where the company is going. So the Women in Technology was a phenomenal opportunity for us. I first attended the WITConnect auction, which is an auction event for CIOs, about 3 years ago. And at the time, Oracle was a sponsor, and basically they decided to drop out, and they approached me after I attended the event and asked if Dell was interested in becoming a presenting sponsor. So I went back inside of Dell and worked with our sales leadership, with our marketing leadership, made the proposal to them, and the answer was decided, yes, Dell would be a presenting sponsor. So we were able to get funding. We were able to get all the necessary things that we needed. We were able to go to market. And last year, or 2 years ago, I guess, with Andy Karaboutis coming in, we were able to see the first year of Dell being the presenting sponsor at the Georgia Aquarium. And so I just want to say the Georgia Aquarium is a beautiful, of all the places that we have venues, it's one of my favorite. And so one of the traditions that we've established in doing the events is not only to have the event itself, that's important, but we also have tried to include something either before or after. When we got involved in the Georgia CIO Leadership Association and about 3 years ago, and we put the opportunity on the table. At that time, our president of Dell Services, we had asked him to come here and be the keynote speaker for the event. So Steve Schuckenbrock at the time came here to Atlanta. He was the keynote speaker. And the night before, we actually organized a reception for him and an opportunity. And so we had about 80 CIOs from global accounts and large industry accounts that showed up. And it was a great opportunity, a great evening for them to come in and to hear the message directly from one of the senior leaders inside of Dell. That was really kind of a turning point, I think, for myself and for the others here that are part of the Dell team here in Atlanta, is to hear that message and to see the CIOs respond to that. And the opportunity that he did the next day in giving that great keynote speech that really electrified the crowd and helped them understand more about what Dell's doing today. And so we've been involved with the Georgia CIO Leadership Association. We're going to be able to be a part of that this in November. Looking forward to that again. The Women in Technology that we talked about, the Connect event, and the Women of the Year Awards, those are great. It's even given me an opportunity to be able to bring my daughter. So my 13-year-old daughter has been able to go to some of the WIT activities, to the WIT events, and my daughter that's 23 has been able to attend as well. And so it's taught me some more things about how to be a better father, be a better dad for my daughters, and be able to be engaged. So I've appreciated the interaction I've had with WIT. It's affected me personally. It's given me an opportunity to grow in different areas that I've not had the opportunity to grow. If you look inside of Dell, Dell has a lot of initiatives to help support groups within our employees inside of Dell. And we have one particular group that's called the Women in Search of Excellence, or WISE. And through the leadership of Andy and Bobby and Mary Young and others that we've brought into the WIT here in Atlanta, we've been able just recently, just this past at the WIT Connect event, create our first chapter for WISE for Dell employees here in Atlanta. And so we've got that charter in place, and we're going to be launching that WISE support group. It'll be an opportunity for those to participate. And it gives them a chance to get training and understanding about women in technology and about what we can do inside of Dell to support women and the women initiatives that we have inside of the WISE group. And so we're excited. So it's translating not only getting opportunity to engage with customers to help, understand their business problem, but also as an opportunity to help the employees. And so we've been able to get some things like the Wise Group established and some other things that we've been doing here. If I look at TechBridge, TechBridge has been one of the most fun things. When I was back at my MBA program, at that time, one of my professors was always trying to get me involved in the TechBridge organization.
Mike Salvador.
Mike Salvador, a good friend of you and I. And Mike was always trying to get me involved. And when I was at Novell, I never had the time because I was managing a business portfolio for the Americas. I was traveling so much, I never had the time. And so when I came to Dell, that was one of the ones I said, after all I'd heard about it, I want to get involved with it. And I'm very grateful for TechBridge, for all the things that we've been able to do. So not only to be a sponsor, but if you understand TechBridge's mission, they're there to help nonprofits that don't know how to do IT well. They provide grants and technologies and services to be able to do that. And that fits very well in terms of what Dell's doing as a company and in our mission. And so we were able to get very close to James Franklin, to Carrie, and all the others at TechBridge, and really get to know them at a very personal level and be able to get involved not only from a sponsorship, but figure out what are the things that Dell can do. Can we do things like provide grants from Dell Giving to help them solve some of the business problems about getting their nonprofits to the cloud? And we've been able to have such a great time doing that. It's brought us all together, and we've been able to enjoy not only the opportunity to meet, to interact with our COs, but be able to give back to the community and provide solution sets that Dell has to those nonprofits that are not able to afford it or need the subsidy from TechBridge. This past TechBridge Digital Ball, we raised over $1.2 million overall as all the sponsors came together and contributed and be a part of that. Another tradition that we've established at the Digital Ball is to have the after parties and be able to offer up an opportunity to bring in the CIOs and our guests to have a chance to hang out, get to know Dell better. And our favorite pastime is to be able to have the casino where they get a chance to kind of gamble and play around and earn some of the Dell prizes, some of the new things that we have to offer, like the XPS 12 or some of the new tablets and stuff. And so this year we had a great time with it. It was the largest crowd that we'd ever had, our Dell after party. The opportunity that we have afterwards to go back to our CIOs and have a follow-up. We typically take a picture of them, and then we put it in a nice Dell frame, and then we typically go back and do a customer call and follow up after the event and say, we appreciate you coming to the after party. We had a great time with you. Here's a little memento to set on your desk, and we'd like to follow up with you about potential solution set that we talked about at the after party. And so what that's helped me do is allow me to be able to be involved, be able to be a kind of a community affairs director, but also be able to help me drive business too. And that's important. So I'm getting a return back on investment for the dollars that we put in the community. It's also enabled me a new channel that I can go to market and I can sell, and allows me to be able to get back to growing my business. So if you ask me what one of my secrets are to triple my business in the last 5 years, it's been doing that, Ricky. It's been getting involved. It's giving back to the community. It's getting to know your customers and having those relationships. And then just sharing the Dell story, and then it sells itself. And then coming in behind that and delivering those solution sets to our customers. And so that's what makes me excited every day. I'm passionate about it. It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot more work yet to do, and it's an opportunity to be able to keep evangelizing this message and share it with our community.
Well, Ben, it's hard to add anything to that, but I do know that millions of dollars have been raised between TechBridge and Women in Technology because of the great work and the not only the sponsorship dollars that you write the check for, but also the addition, the after party, the contributions of equipment for auctions and this, that, and the other, and especially for both organizations. But since Brenda was kind enough to call in, you know, say for Women in Technology, to help them fund their mission, which is to help women achieve great success in our industry, but also the next generation in not-for-profits like Girls Get IT, where right. Really young ladies at risk are getting the opportunity to be mentored and really talk about what STEM is all about and how they can achieve great success. So I just can't really put words on how meaningful it is to me as a not-for-profit community activist kind of part-time what Dell has done in that regard. And again, for Brenda calling in, that was very, very kind. And the impact that maybe take another direction a little bit. What I said at the beginning is, you know, the way I looked at Dell and the way I think other people looked at Dell, Dell really did not have a presence in Atlanta of a personality, if you will, before you came on the scene. And I don't know whether this was intentional or part of your mission statement at Dell or what they recruited you to do, But you've become the face of Dell in the community, and you are well known by every CIO in the city knows who Ben Hendrick is, and as a result, they know who Dell is. And they know who Dell is because they know who Ben Hendrick is. And that I tip my hat to you. You've done a great job of branding Dell into the minds of the community. Even though everybody knew Dell, the only face they may have known might have been Mr. Dell himself, because you really weren't attending the WIT events. You weren't attending the Tech Bridge events. No one from Dell was out in the streets that I ran across. If they were there, I apologize to whoever you were, because I never ran across you. But you've done a great job of branding into the community, and I tip my hat to you.
Well, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate that. It really is a team effort. So when we got together, I mentioned earlier 3 years ago, that was the objective, how we could raise the awareness of our brand and our mission to our customer sets. And so in that meeting, I volunteered. I raised my hand and said, you know what, guys, I'll give it a shot. I'll do the best that I can do. We'll work together. As long as you guys support me and stand behind me, then we'll plow ahead and move forward and head out on this journey. And so there's a lot of great people that's been behind me that's both financially backed what we've done, from marketing, from sales, from services. And I couldn't have done any of these things if I didn't have the team behind me. And so I would say the success has been the greater part of Dell, and I appreciate the opportunity I've had to be a leader and be able to get out there and be able to make that happen.
What a great success story. If I recall, I was talking to you last week, and you were out in Houston. You were at a big Microsoft, what they call their, I think, Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference, the WPC. What was that about, and what did you learn that might be of interest to anyone listening in the audience today?
Sure. Last week was a great week, so I had the opportunity for my second time to attend WPC, which is Microsoft's Worldwide Partner Conference. So absolutely,
thousands.
There was, I think, 15, 20,000 people all gathered together in Houston, so right there at the Toyota Convention Center. I wouldn't advise going to Houston in July. I found it coming back to Atlanta being cooler than Houston at 107 and 100% humidity. Woo. It was a lot hotter than hot Atlanta, but I had a great time there, spent most of the time indoors. But the Worldwide Partner Conference is an opportunity for all of Microsoft's partners, whether global partners, systems integrators, channel partners, all the above, right, to come together and get kind of an update of the mission, the strategy of how we're working together and partnering with Microsoft, kicking off with keynote speeches from Steve Ballmer from the entire leadership team of Microsoft. And so we got briefed on what the new fiscal year that started with Microsoft this month, where they're headed, where we're going, how we're going to continue to work together. And so Steve Ballmer rolled out that new strategy around devices and services. It gave us an opportunity to understand how we continue to partner with Microsoft, how our solution sets will evolve, what are we going to do different with our customers. And so it was a great week, very tiring from morning till night, but there was so many things to do, not enough time to do it all, and I was just absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity and the blessing to be there.
That sounds pretty exciting to me, no question about it. Well, while you were out there, weren't there some major announcements made by Microsoft about key partners that have helped them grow their business and kind of people that they were enjoying working together?
Yes, there was. And we actually issued at Dell a press release yesterday on the Business Wire. It went out there, and we were able to highlight some of those awards. So what Microsoft does, they have various award sessions that they put on through the course of the week. And through all those award sessions, Dell walked away last week with 7 awards at the Microsoft WPC. And so it covers a lot of different areas and categories. The one that got me the most excited, I was able to be in that award session, was the East Region awarded Dell, the Enterprise Partner Group, awarded us the Global Systems Integrator Partner of the Year.
That's huge.
And so this was actually our third year winning that award for the East for Microsoft. But not only did we win it for the East, we won it for the Central region as well as the West region. And I think that was their second year of winning for those regions. So if you look at the U.S., for Dell Services, we are the Global Systems Integration Partner for Microsoft. And we have the awards, and we have the opportunity to be able to go and deliver to Microsoft customers those solution sets that we talked about. And so Microsoft is a great partner. They help me accelerate my business. Some of the factors that come together why my business has grown so much here is because we have a great relationship with Microsoft. All the way at the top, even down to the local regional level here. So the district with the Greater Southeast District, we partner with the general manager, Marita Davis, with the student directors, with all the different account executives are here. And so they're part of our overall sales motion, and we work together very closely. So this award is nice, but we now have the responsibility to continue to grow our business, to continue to double what we're doing with Microsoft, and make sure we have successful projects that our customers are happy.
That's pretty outstanding. I would think that everyone from Dell is very, very proud to win those very prestigious awards.
Yeah, there's actually, as a follow-up, Ricky, there was another award that came out that was separate or different from the partner conference. That was an award that was given by the Redmond Channel Partner. You could go out there and read about this particular award out at www.rcpmag.com. And in that award, they award what's called the most competent partners for Microsoft. So if you go out there and look at that, there's a long list of partners that they rank out there. And number two this year in that ranking is Dell. So Dell moved up to number two. Last year we were 16, and this year we moved up to two. So that's a great accomplishment for us to be able to have a number two status in that award, to be able to continue to move there. The number one partner is Avanade, which is actually a joint venture partnership between Microsoft and Accenture. So that's another great award that we have. Dell has a lot of other awards and accolades that we continue to chalk up in the services space. An example of that is we are number one in IT healthcare services worldwide, and that was reported in 2012 by Gartner in their market share IT services survey. Another one that Gartner did was we got an award as number two in IT education services worldwide. So if you look at the vision of what Michael Dell's laid out in the solutions business and the services pillar that represents that, we're doing some great things. We're making some great strides, some great accomplishments, and overall the business continues to grow.
All right, Ricky, well, we got another caller in.
Gracious alive, we've become a call-in show. This is Ricky Steele in Booth 61. Who's on the line?
Hi, Ricky. This is Carrie Bates Hastings at TechBridge.
Carrie Bates Hastings, gracious alive, my favorite young lady from across the pond. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in.
No problem, and I know that you're there talking to one of our favorite sponsors.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in.
We just wanted to quickly call in just again to thank Dell for their generous support of TechBridge and other nonprofits in the community, and especially to Ben for personally championing that support over the last 4 years for TechBridge.
What has that meant to TechBridge to have a name like Dell, not just say you're good and wonderful people, but to really get behind with the dollars, the equipment, and really Ben's team? I think that this year at the Digital Ball, I must have counted 25 people from Dell at various different shades, either working in the after party or at the event. What does that mean to TechBridge, Carrie?
We were thrilled, and you're right. It goes beyond simply the financial support. You know, we certainly appreciate, you know, Dell's marquee support of the Digital Ball. But on top of that, they're very creative in how they get involved. I can't tell you the number of calls that have started off with Ben that said, "Hey, Carrie, how about this?" And I'm both excited and sometimes nervous to hear the idea that comes out. But, you know, they've done things from donating, you know, a consulting project to TechBridge to help us with our own Microsoft infrastructure. They provide items for our raffle. Ben mentioned that they've hosted after parties after the Digital Ball. What he didn't mention was that on top of that, they always do creative thinking to see how can they use that after party to raise even more money for TechBridge. You know, he also has made introductions to us with other Dell executives and invites us to other events which they're involved in, which is huge for TechBridge. They've really led the way in being really integral with TechBridge's operations and making sure that it also benefits them as a corporation, so it's a sustainable option for them.
And, Carrie, as I brought different people into your offices, one thing I noticed that you didn't have Dell equipment. So just recently, I think we've made the final contribution to make sure that everybody at TechBridge now carries the latest and greatest in Dell technology. So it's even the little things like that that matter to me. It's important. And I know you and James are enjoying the benefit of being able to use some of that great technology today.
Absolutely. And again, Ben is also being bashful. Not only have they made equipment available to TechBridge, but they've also made discounts available to all the nonprofits that we serve. So again, we appreciate the creativity.
Well, thanks, Carrie, for the opportunity. I've enjoyed and I've learned so much, and you guys have done a great job of introducing us, Dell, to a lot of people that we would never have access to just cold calling. And so we appreciate it overall being able to contribute to the community, contribute to TechBridge, and be able to see that helps us, Dell, overall in growing our business.
Carrie, you're very kind to call in. This means a tremendous amount to me, and I know it does to Ben as well, and probably to all the great Dell folks in our community that not only provide the great services that Dell has become known for, but also for what they're doing to really make the lives of our citizens even better, whether they ever own a Dell product or not. So I am head over heels over you, James, and the entire TechBridge organization, and thank you for what you do to make our community so much better for everyone.
Thank you to you both for always taking every opportunity to spread the word about TechBridge and about the other nonprofits you support. We truly appreciate that. Thank you both.
Take care, Carrie.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Ben, I've gone from having no call-in for 20 weeks to having two in the same show. You're quite a draw.
You didn't tell me that there was call-ins, but I appreciate everyone dialing in today. It's been really great to hear you guys firsthand share the supporting message of what Dell's been able to do in this community. And so it's great leadership like Carrie and Brenda and others, James and Tracy Crump and others, that I really appreciate the opportunity to work with. You guys are fantastic. And it's, you know, one of the things I wanted to highlight about the Digital Ball was that we impressed a number of the Dell executives that came here about that capability, that we actually sponsored a second Digital Ball in Dallas, Texas last year for the first time. And so part of what we're looking at now in Dell is we look at how can we spread this not just in Southeast, but how can we do more of this for our customers across the different regions that we have within Dell. So that's really an opportunity that I see going forward. I'll continue to focus on what I do best here in the Southeast and continue to work with others inside of Dell to make this more of a success for them across different parts of the country. And so it's been a lot of great fun. As I said, Ricky, I wake up every day. I'm excited. There's a lot of things to do. I'm very passionate about it. It's taught me many things, and it's really given me an opportunity not to be on the road traveling across the globe like I used to do before I joined Dell, but really get to understand my market, my community, my customers, and understand how the company that we work for can be able to be a part of that. And that's been a lot of excitement and fun. I just recently got the five-year plaque that came from Michael Dell to celebrate this month my 5 years with Dell.
And so congratulations.
I was thinking it seems like it's went by really fast, and so I'm really looking forward to the next 5 years as we continue, as I continue on this journey at Dell.
That's a great segue, Ben. You've had 5 years there. What do you see over the next 5 years at Dell? I know there's a lot of changes that's been happening and a lot of changes brewing, but I think Michael Dell was in Atlanta not all that long ago. What is his vision and your vision for where Dell will be over the next 5 years?
So, yeah, we had the opportunity to have Michael here last month in Atlanta. So it was great for me the first time to actually meet Michael Dell in person and be able to sit at his feet and to listen to him articulate the story about being an end-to-end solutions company and the strategy that he's so passionate about, being able to drive the company in the direction that he's going to drive it in. So what I see over the next 5 years is all the acquisitions, all the capabilities that Dell has, it's going to be fused together over the next 5 years. It's really going to become what will be the Dell 2.0, and it will be truly one of the great solution companies that will be hallmarked in the industry. And so I'm glad to be a part of that. I feel like there's a small piece that I can influence in the Southeast. And as I talk to my other peers, we're all on that journey together to try to help execute and to make that happen.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. If someone else in the audience or someone that tuned in a little bit late was not familiar with all the breadth and the depth of the services side of Dell, and more like me originally, you know, thinking that of the laptop, desktop, you know, hardware type old Dell, how would they find out more about the services of Dell? Is there a website they can go to really not only hear rearticulated what you said today, but even take that a step further?
Sure. The best place for someone that wants to learn more about Dell, I would encourage you to go out to www.dell.com/services. So as I talked about earlier, Dell today is a solutions company. When you break that down to the three pillars of hardware, software, and services, if you go out to that link on the internet, it will give you a great introduction to Dell, our services capabilities, the type of solutions that we're providing for customers today, both horizontal solutions and vertical solutions. It'll give you the opportunity to download some of the latest information of what we're bringing to market. You can also request to be contacted by Dell, and we'll follow up and have someone reach out to you to be able to work with you. And, you know, Ricky, when I started this journey 3 years ago, I would say I've talked to, in the last, you know, 3 years, probably 120 CIOs here in Atlanta. And every conversation usually started with, well, I know Dell. You're the hardware company. And what I've been able to do in those conversations is to be able to work with them to help them understand that Dell is much more than a hardware company and be able to help educate them on services. And so that's the area that I would point them to. We typically conduct workshops from a lot of the content that comes from there. So that would be a great starting point that I would recommend for someone that want to learn more about Dell today.
How would they contact you personally if they wanted to get to know you more, your philosophy on life, or just to get to see some of the things, or maybe find out about the softball team?
Sure. The best way to get in contact with me is I like to use LinkedIn. I started using LinkedIn many, many years ago when they first were started. And what I like to do is I recommend folks if they want to connect with me on LinkedIn. So if there's any listeners out there today that are listening to the show, I don't connect to anyone. But if you'll make a reference in a LinkedIn connection that you listened to the show today on Booth 61, then I will accept you as a contact. And with that, we can have an opportunity to meet, to exchange email, to learn more about Dell, to learn more about the things that we're doing here in the Southeast. And, you know, and Ricky, that's where it all started with you and I. I took an opportunity to listen to you. You wrote the book on networking. I came up afterwards when you first gave that presentation, and I introduced myself and shook my hand, and we connected on LinkedIn. And you've been a great friend and a great mentor for me for the last 7 years.
Well, we've had a great relationship. As I've said, as Kerry said, as Brenda said, and I think most CIOs in Atlanta would all say the same thing, you have become the face and the brand of Dell in the Atlanta community. Why don't you, as we close, share with our audience, a lot of them are going to be early technologists, early stage technology companies, and maybe some a little farther along. But what are some words of wisdom you'd like to maybe end our conversation with today on how you've built your successful career and how you would encourage them to do the same?
Sure. And, you know, I've had this conversation just recently. My daughter's recently married and to my new son-in-law as he's finishing up college. I've sat down, and anyone I have the same conversation is, sit down and first look at what do you like to do? What are you passionate about? Where is your heart every day that you could do something that you really enjoy? And if you find what that is, whether it's networking, whether it's computers, whether it's technology, whether it's painting, whatever it is, I encourage you to pursue that career. I know when I first started out, I was, even from a little child, I would even play with wires and build computers and take things apart. And I found that passion early on in my life, and I did that going through college. And so I would ask people to look at that, to be able to look at what they enjoy doing, what they're passionate. Get the right education, get the right skills, get the right certifications that you need to be able to show credibility that you have in that space. Make new contacts. Use tools like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter to be able to get to know people, to be introduced to people, get introduced to new circles. And do that with passion and with enthusiasm. If you wrap those together, you'll have a successful career and you'll enjoy your life.
Well, Ben, it has been a real pleasure and a privilege of mine to have you in Booth 61. And I know we're going to be seeing a lot more of you and a lot more of the new Dell in our community, both in the community service aspect, but as you're helping companies grow their business. And I don't want to get too emotional here, but I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to be with us on Booth 61 today.
Well, thank you, Ricky. It's been a great privilege and honor to be here with you, and I appreciate the guests that dialed in, and I'm looking forward to continuing working with you guys and working with our nonprofits in Atlanta.
Great show. This is Ricky Steele, and I finished my coffee today in Booth 61. I hope you'll come back and join me for a fresh cup next Wednesday, or you can listen to all of our past 19 shows anytime at Booth 61 with Ricky Steele on Business Radio X. I try to always close our time together by sharing a blessing for you, your family, and perhaps your business. And the blessing comes from the book of Numbers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for dropping by, and please join us again next week for a fresh cup in Booth 61.